There we go. It's up. It's running. Yeah. We're hot. We're live.
There's half an alpha in this one. I'm going to slide over this way. So there's not half an alpha in it.
Now you can just see Kyle walking across. Professional as fuck over here. All right. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's GoldenSaucerPodcast.net, episode 145. Wait, GoldenSaucer.net podcast. Episode 145.
Yeah.
The 30th of August, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Why does my shit say the wrong time? All right, anyway. What is that? Oh, that's probably this garbage.
I was like, what was that? Very orchestrated music.
Left the put the Vita on there. So what's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, you know. Hanging out.
How do you turn this thing down so it doesn't make all this...
Turn it off.
That's how you do it. The power button. Duh. Hey, I've only had the thing for like 3 days and I hate it. Anyone want to buy a Vita? Want to buy a Vita?
Super cheap.
For $50, yeah.
55.
I'm going to need 80. Yeah. $50, you don't get a memory card.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually not terrible.
What, not having a memory card?
Yeah, but $50.
$50.
I'm like, no, well, I want the memory card if I'm going to play games on it.
Then I get it. I'm joking with you on the price. Jesus Christ. Like, the bad thing is, like, people can see me, like, looking at, like, the website. So I'm going to...
All right, can we take a moment and acknowledge Joey's hair?
Hey, it's wet. It's like, just, like, dripped, like, 2 times. I'm trying to...
It's very slick. Look at it.
There you go. You can't even tell now.
What kind of call him Luigi from now on?
I told you. I'm going bald right here and on the sides, so I'm enjoying... What little bit of time I have left with hair. Like, after that, it's, like, going to be gone, and then I'm going to wish I had.
I guess, yeah. Fine, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, Guido.
I'll give it to you. Not that, but, like, I mean, like, look, hold on. Like, it's a video portion of the podcast. The video's back, by the way, but look at this. Like, look. That doesn't look that much better.
You look so emo.
And then, like, I can do the Philip J. Fry thing.
Oh, I'll do that.
The Fry horn. Yeah.
Nah. There you go.
I like it better when you go high and tight.
Be Fry.
The Blink 182.
Mm-hmm. Be Fry and let Henry be Nibbler.
And then, I think you just pull it back like this is the way to do it right now. And then, like, anytime you, like, part it on the side, you look like you're 12.
I hate the part side. I don't know why that's a in style haircut now.
Back there too. Anyway, all right.
Can you do the woman, like,
I'm going to trim the beard down, too. Like, I'm going to get it down to, like, base level and then even it up a little bit. So, anyway, so how was the week, gentlemen?
Good. A lot of fucking school.
School? Yeah. How's that?
It's good. It's a nice transition back again. So,
how many classes are you taking?
3.
That's pretty good. Are you doing, like, three-hour courses? Wait, give me the credit breakdown. Is it 9 hours? Is it 12? I don't know.
Fuck no, it's not that much. Yeah. 6.
That doesn't sound right.
What?
Most of them are 3.
Well, yeah, 2 of them are 6 together. One's a lab, one's a...
Oh. Yeah. Oh, all right. And so then, 4 and a 3?
Yeah.
So 7.
7, yeah.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a lot... I have to go to class, actually, this one. Last one was all online, so kind of transitioning. That was pretty weird.
Going to class
interacting,
is better.
Interacting with people is weird?
No, going to class is better. You should have said something last week, because it was drop ad last week, right?
Yeah.
That's when your friends go with you, and you just go to whatever classes your friends are at, and you just hang out with your friends all day.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's the best part about college.
That's just weird. It's like saying, well, now I'll introduce and say a fun fact about you.
I'm 34.
I do believe I am the oldest person in the room.
I can buy you all beer.
Older than you, Peach.
I see you wearing your training bra.
Yeah, that was a couple of my classes in college.
The teacher's like, I'm actually just a teacher's assistant.
The professor's like, I'm 28. I'm like, oh, God, I'm 30.
Whose dick I gotta suck to get an A here?
Mine!
Fortunately, I had some classes with some older individuals in it. So
that was fun. I mean, I lie. There's a lot of old people there, too. That's cool. I thought it was going to be a bunch of fucking 20-year-olds. I'm like, I'm going to let the beer grow out and be like, yes, I'm a pedophile. Stay away from me.
Mm-hmm. That seems bad.
Yeah. No, I didn't do anything. It just seems like it. They stopped talking to me.
If you were a pedophile, you wouldn't be interested in any of the people there.
I feel like I got to talk this way because the camera this way. I should have put it here. I messed up.
See, I told you.
I look crazy.
Joey?
No, I look crazy. No, because I like look to check to make sure this is still working. And I look at the camera and I'm like, hey. So, let me...
And crash.
That's the best part. Okay, there we go.
Nice.
Now look less crazy.
You'll still see. You're still doing it.
No, I look at this because I want to make sure this is working.
Remember when we had it over there and I just stared at it?
Yeah, God, like,
a whole podcast. I was enamored. I was like, look, God, I'm white. God.
I don't know. Like, I can see it's running. I always worry that it's going to crash. Like, the same thing. So.
Yeah. I also worry about that.
Burn. Anyway.
I did take out not a loan, but a grant.
Grants are good because you don't have to pay those back.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get some of that grant money, son.
Nah, I'm good.
What about me?
Nah, I'm good. It was a good one. It was like Hispanic one. I'm Hispanic.
Yeah, that's good. Apply for all of those.
I did. Okay, whatever hit me, I'm like, I'm staying. Thank you. I'm not getting a loan. Hell, God.
Yeah, I didn't get a loan till.
I understand why kids get it. This kid, one of my friends is like a full-time student.
Yeah.
He works like maybe once a week. That's all he does. Mm-hmm. And everything else is school. $8,500 a year. A semester.
Yeah. Yeah, they give that to you in cash, and your tuition's like $3,000 and then $4,000, and so you get like $4,500 just to burn through. So you can live pretty well off $9,000 a year, especially when you're going to college.
That's a loan.
No, I'm saying
you
can live off pretty
well. I'm like,
well.
Yeah, you live off pretty well, then you're fucked when you get a real...
Well, right.
Try to get a real
so, deal. Like, I only took loans for a year. And I end up owing like $10,000. And the only reason why I took loans is so I could just kind of coast and take it easy and not have to worry too much about money.
As I recall, you also needed a truck at the time.
And I did need a car at the time. Mm. And so, like now I'm paying those back.
Man, that was a while ago now.
It takes 10 years to pay back that loan, unless I pay it all back in full, in which case I don't have to pay the interest due on the, you know, only the interest due of what I've accumulated.
So, right.
It's not that bad, though. Like, even though I borrowed, like, 10, I'm only going to pay, like, 14, 15 back.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It sounds horrible.
$4,000 over 10 years is...
Yeah, I'm sure that's a decent rate as far as rates go.
$400 a year, you know?
I mean, that still sounds like rape to me.
$400 a year is not bad.
I mean...
Granted, if I paid it back in 1 year, I would have borrowed $10,000 or $400.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I was drinking heavily one night, and we were having a discussion with some of my friends, and I was
The problem is but when you borrow... Sorry, I'm supposed to... The problem is when you borrow $40,000, sorry.
Rude-ass motherfucker.
I know. But it stacks. It stacks.
I know.
Then you got, like, four times that payment.
So, yeah, I was heavily drinking with a friend, having a conversation about, so I found out this much, such and such pays this much. He's like, yeah, man. I go... And I'm just like this. Hear me out, man. What if this is a government ploy?
Oh, yeah?
To get you all broke and end up paying more money later on for a shitty-ass job.
Yeah.
But you never get that job. So you end up working retail or flipping burgers.
And no, that's
like,
the thing.
And the guy's like, yeah, I got my master's in psych. I ain't doing shit with it.
Yeah.
He worked at fucking Kohl's.
No, there's a thing where people are there's class action lawsuits against colleges right now where they're saying, like, yeah, I was promised that I would be employable with this degree, and I'm not employable with this degree. I'm saddled with all this debt, and I'm basically unemployable. And so...
unlivable at that point.
Right. And then, like, you know, like, I have friends who are, you know, have advanced degrees, and they're talking about, like, yeah, I make this much money, but I have to make that much money. Because I have to pay back all these
loans and things.
And so, like, end of the day, they'd probably be better off, you know, working a 9-to-5 job managing a, you know, a Denny's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's horrible. Like, you get the degree, and people are like, all right, we want the degree, it's good. Now, have you had 5 years' experience?
Yeah.
No?
No, you need...
Oh, you should have taken the internship for 5 years, not get paid. Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. I should have done that. And lived in a cardboard box underneath a highway.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I tell a lot of people, like, when they talk about, like, you know, the economy and things like that, like, you know, the generation who should have retired by now hasn't. And because they haven't retired, the generation who came before us, Generation X, they are still occupying the lower-level jobs that we should be moving into.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's, like, a big, like...
That's interesting. I never thought about that.
These people need to retire.
Yeah.
So that... They can move up so that we can move up, and then, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of economists who think what's going to happen is that people of our generation, we're going to be stuck in this lower tier, and the generation behind us is going to jump us.
Damn it.
because we're going to be stuck in this lower tier. They're going to go to school, get the education and things like that. And so when the older generation, that first generation finally retires, the middle generation moves up, and then we get jumped.
Yeah.
But like, we got screwed.
Because they'll be like the young crowd that has the
right, the new ideas, the new whatevers and things like
fucking
that.
Millennials.
And then we're the millennials.
I know, fucking millennials.
But the generation behind us, because they have new, fresh ideas and they're not millennials like everyone thinks, like the fucking, you know, like Generation X, like fucking millennials, they're going to hire that new generation and we'll get jumped. And we'll just be stuck.
Remind me to push Henry.
I mean, like, it might even that be Henry. It might be the people who are like...
No, I know.
Who are, you know, 5 or 6 years older than him. But it's interesting when you kind of study it. I didn't even take that
into account. Like,
well, I mean, like, think about
everybody not retiring.
Like, our parents, their parents retired in their...
My mom's still working.
Right. Well, I'm saying your mom's parents retired in their 40s, yeah. 50s, 40s, 50s, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then, like, your mom's still working, you know what I'm
saying?
She's
still working.
She should probably have already been retired for 10, 15 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and not like, and, you know.
Oh, my dad's just still working, too.
Like, some of that has to do with cost of living and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, this is a podcast about video games, and we're talking about the economy.
Make a video game about it. Fuck.
What was that one they made?
College Life Simulator.
No, there was one. Crap.
You can herpes game over.
I'm trying to say something, but the Prison Architect and things like that, where you got to worry about economies and things like that.
That game got good reviews. It's just, I see it, and I'm like, God, this is a shitty Flash game. Like,
it is. Yeah.
I guess.
You can also play. What's the one where you gotta look at the passports all day?
Papers, please.
I mean, that's another one where you gotta think about like.
Social that game has like a lot of like ethical ramifications.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying if you want to. Deep thinking video games, yeah. You know, you can go down that.
But yeah, that was my life for the past week.
No, college is fun.
Oh, yeah, no, college
are you great. Are you eating terrible college food? Or are you just packing brown?
No. Luckily enough, I know how to budget my money, so mm-hmm. I'm eating good.
Have the kids done the thing where you're like, man, you got too much new shit? I can tell you're just throwing away money at the bookstore.
What?
No, not you. Like when you go to class, you look at some other kid and you're like, man, I can just tell you. Like when I was there, like at the bookstore, there was fucking Beats headphones, yeah. Xbox 360s, and stupid ass like shitbag TVs, like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just like all these clothes that you could buy that are way overpriced.
You can swipe your card on because you just got that grant.
Right, exactly.
No, like mom's money.
Like there's iPods. There's like iPods and iPhones in there, and yeah. There's. I guess you didn't. I guess that's not happening anymore.
I have stopped by the bookstore, sorry.
Go to the bookstore.
I rip everything PDF.
Oh, no.
Nope.
This guy.
Ain't getting my money. Fuck you. Don't understand that either. Mm. Why can't a university, Apple, the iUniversity, all books on fucking all your iPad or whatever?
They have that. But it's $1 million, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
you want all that donation after people graduate,
same,
but you
same,
won't do anything with
it's
it.
It's the same as the paper book. Well, that's a whole other thing. You want to talk about that thing.
I don't see the point of spending $120 for a book I'm going to use for 5 months.
All right, here's your professional college advice from Joey.
Go.
Talk to the professor. Mm. Ask him, is this, look, I'm trying to save some money. I'm just poor as hell. And just say, hey, is there anything in, well, math class, it doesn't work so well, but other classes it does. And just say, is there anything in this book that is in this edition specifically that I can't get from an older edition? And then you go to Amazon and you buy, like, let's say they're on the 8th edition, you buy the 7th edition, there's usually, like, 2 paragraphs that are different.
Oh.
And then you get the 7th edition for $20.
Yeah.
Or $10. Or $7.
Fucking Joey, that's how he makes a living.
And then, like, the best part was, like I would often, like, have, like, I would trade in those older ones and just, like, they give me $5 for it. I'm like, sweet. I'll take that $5 and use it to buy the $20 one. And so I think there was only 2 or 3 classes I had the entire time I was in college that I actually had to buy the current textbook.
Hmm.
And, like, even then, like, I bought it for $200, $200 where I'd get it used, and then I'd sell it for $50 before, like, after right the day of the final.
I still don't understand why it's so expensive. It's usually, I wrote this book,
hey,
and we learned
that,
from
that,
this
that
book.
Is, that only happened to me one class.
Yeah?
One class where the professor wrote the book.
There you go. Stupid.
But, yeah.
That's actually pretty ingenious. I like that.
Just
look
ask.
For the previous edition?
Just ask. Like, I asked every professor I had, and they would always be, like, most of them would be like, oh. And some of them would even be like, oh, because books are expensive, I'm going to tell you that this is the book you're required to buy for this, but, I would not use it. These are the 3 $20 books that we're going to use throughout the class.
Wish more professors did that.
I talked to them, man.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, it's not that I can't afford them. I can afford them.
No,
I
just, but like,
I'd rather spend my money on something I want than a fucking book.
Right. You got a TI-83?
Huh?
You got a TI-83 graphing calculator?
Well.
If you need one, talk to me. I might have one.
Okay. I think I have one. That's why.
Yeah.
I bought it from high school.
Okay.
I still have it.
Still good.
Yeah, no. I know the probably new ones are faster. They run better Doom games, but
there's the
Pokemon on that shit.
There you go. We can talk about video games. That there's the stupid. There's a drug selling game on there that you can program on there.
Really?
Yeah, I remember like I programmed a Hangman game one time. It was pretty fucking cool.
I had Doom on it.
Crazy.
I had a friend do it. He's like, here, just do it. And I played it. I'm like, this is stupid. This is unbearable. Unbearable to play. All
right. So Kyle, how was your week, bud?
You know, I just kind of hung out. I worked my normal amount of working, and other than that, like, I've just been preparing for a move.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Getting ready to switch houses, huh?
Yep. I'm staying in town. I'm just moving to a more affordable place.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to move to a more affordable place, too.
Yeah. This one has some amenities that my place doesn't have either, so, like...
Cool.
You know, just going to be more affordable and... Probably just better overall for everybody involved. I'm moving in with roommates,
which is
the only, like, they're friends, so it's not, like, random people, but, like, you know, moving, when you and I were rooming together, like, you know.
You'd rather be with people you're comfortable with than random
strangers. Yeah, but, like, it still causes stress.
Oh, no, yeah.
So, like.
That's why you just lay low and just.
Yeah, but, like, it's still just, like, who the fuck's dish is this?
Yeah, well, like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Who does it smell like piss in here?
Yeah, exactly. Just like.
Well, that happens, man. It's like,
I've never had that happen.
Just, wow, someone took a bite of the only piece of cheesecake I had left. Just what the fuck?
You never went to the bathroom and your roommate forgot to flush?
There's piss all over the floor?
Never piss on the floor. Yes, I've had the forgot to flush.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
Usually it's him drunk or me drunk.
Right.
Pardon?
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I haven't drank soda forever, and this is like...
What was I going to say? The my place, they found a meth lab. And one of the So I got to move, like, post-haze. Like, fuck me, right?
What the fuck?
No, so, like, it isn't...
Hey, does your kid want blue or my kid?
It isn't...
They got blue rocks.
It isn't as bad as it sounds, but I don't know how you make a meth lab not sound as bad, but, like, so, where I live, there's vacant places. So someone broke into one of the vacant places and built their shitty meth lab there. Because they don't live there. So they don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? And so the problem then, like, in my mind is, like, well, how the fuck is this guy, like, breaking in here and no one fucking notices? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
How long has he had it up and running?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
All I know is I'm royally pissed about it. And, I'm like, we gotta move. We gotta go. That shit, too close. Literally too close to home.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, like, the police just said there's a possible meth lab in there. So, like, who knows? Maybe he had, like, some Bunsen burners and some fucking... He's like, I'm getting ready to cook.
Yeah, he had Bunsen burners and some Sudafed.
Yeah, and he was like, they're like, oh, yeah. But I mean, like.
You ever see I forget which comedian it was, but, like, he's talking about, like, how, like, Mexicans, like, wouldn't see it that way. Like, he's just like, he's got a cold and he wants to play.
That's good. All right.
So, Joy, how was your week?
That was the majority of my week, other than
meth lab
dealings.
I don't know. You went to a magic tournament.
Well, I was going to say that's in the what the fuck you've been playing, though.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I mean, we can get into that. Like, my week was pretty uneventful. I've been working and, you know, well, my friends moved back to town, so I've been, like, trying to be available so that she can get reaccommodated to town, you know. Did I take Henry to the park this week or last week?
Last week.
I did?
You mentioned it last
week. Okay. So, yeah, I did that. And then, so this week was just... my mom was sick for a couple of days. She had a real bad infection, so I had to get that taken care of. But
she's infection's been
yeah. She's on antibiotics, so it's fine. Just had to, you know, make do. What else? So we can talk about what the fuck I've been playing. Like Kyle said, I went to a magic tournament.
Kind of a bigger one,
right? Like a competitive level one. So this is like the serious shit, you know, of magic.
Where like if you have your phone out, you get disqualified.
Yeah, you can't.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So I had my phone out, but my mom was watching my son, so I was like, hey, if this phone rings and it's my mom, I'm going to answer it.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know?
Yeah, right.
And they're like, no, that's fine. I was like, okay. And so like she called like twice, and then you know I was like,
Or you just give them like one of these?
I was like, hey, this is my, I'm like, see right here. Can I get it says right here, it says mom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take this one.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I get a time extension kind of thing?
You know, I didn't ask for a time extension. Most of them were like 30 seconds.
That's fair.
So one was, my son had lost a toy and was rather upset and she was looking for advice on what toy to give him back. And then the other was a just everything's going good. So.
Nice. He locked me out again.
No, nothing like that.
Gotta go.
Hey, you won. Congratulations. I gotta go.
Yeah. Old 2-0 Joe.
Yeah.
Our 0-2 Joe.
I did okay. I was there for, like team support. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there to win. Six of us went, and then out of a 45-person tournament, two of us came in the top eight, and then one of us actually won the whole tournament.
Damn.
So, there was actually, like, eight people there, depending on how you count for the team, but, like, you know, six of us were in shirts and were good to go. And so...
Was this the Extra Life?
No, this was for something else. Yeah. So the nice thing about it is, like, for me being there... I ended up getting paired against one of my own teammates. And so, strategically, we played the game in such a way that it helped everyone else out that in our team. So that he won and that, you know, I lost, but it advanced the team more effectively. It's weird. Because he played against one of our other teammates and if the people who were...
You telling me you threw the game?
I didn't say I threw the game. I conceded. I conceded. Yeah. Strategic conceded. Strategically right. Conceded.
I'm keeping an eye on you.
It's called colluding.
Yeah. It's not called colluding. We just talked. It was like, we were so far down the bottom, it didn't even matter.
You didn't, like, be like, you didn't reassess prizes or anything.
No, so we like, just yeah, I just like, went like, hey, did you play anybody on our team? Yes. Oh, I didn't. So
right.
It would be better for you to win this match than me because when it comes to tiebreakers... Your record is more important than my record.
Correct.
Fair enough. So you got eliminated.
So despite
I was eliminated like round two.
But despite conceding, Joey three. Still did better than some.
Yeah. I came out of 45 people. I came in like 35.
Yeah, 35th.
35th.
And on a
so I'm better than 10 people
on a deck on a list that he had never played before.
Yeah.
He played my deck, my modern deck.
Yeah.
Because people were giving him shit about his. I don't know why. Like
it's fine.
We both play tier 2 decks, which are, like, they're both fine. But, like, I guess mine did
better
at a previous tournament. And it didn't need that much.
The funny thing was people were like, oh, well, how much practice do you have in this deck? And I go, what round is it? And they go, it's round 4. I'm like, this is my fourth time playing this deck. And so a couple misplays on my part. You know, I could have done better and, you know, broke a little closer to even. Ended up winning to... losing four, one of the losses being the loss I talked about. So it was okay, you know.
Didn't you mention that you had like kill on board at one point? And you
I did have the kill on board, and I misplayed and just completely flubbed up the situation. A couple times I kind of like it's called overextending, you know, just going out there too far. But you know, I take solace in the fact that a lot of the people who beat me didn't make it very far, you know.
Right.
So like. I was in that loot, that pool of...
You're just spoiling.
Just, like, kicking just around.
Make your record worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck you.
Exactly.
And knock you out of top eight.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly, so. Making everyone's life more visible.
But, they were, playing for a local team, and they were basically all, like, playing at an away team's venue.
Yeah.
And so they were just fucking plastered with the home team stuff.
Yeah.
Like they were wearing home team t-shirts, they were playing on home team mats, they brought home team...
We had the pens and
home team...
Everything. We won!
The store that they were playing for has a stamp that has the store name on it, and that we stamped all of their entry fee cash with the stamp.
Yeah.
MLG, bro.
Basically.
Get sponsored.
We were trying to be obnoxious about it.
I could tell.
We ended up winning, right?
I was
ecstatic. And I didn't even win. That was the worst.
Like, realistically, there's a little bit of beef there. So, like, we were trying to kind of shove it in that other place's face a little bit. And then, guess what, fuckers? we took your prize and went home.
Yeah, in all, I think, you know, when you do our prize, what we put in versus what they got out for prizes, we... Yeah. So,
fucking.
was it a cash payout?
No, store credit.
Store credit? Gross.
Yeah, that, you know how that is.
Was it a lot at least?
I think they flattened it out. It was going to be like 130 for the winner. And then they flattened it out to be like 80. Everybody got 80. And then everybody got 30.
Okay.
So 1 through 4 got 80 and 5 through 8 got 30.
Yeah, okay.
So we didn't spend $110, but
we got it out.
We got there. So I had fun. So what the fuck you guys been playing? What's tell me about it. I had played one of the games you played. So when you talk about that.
Are we going to talk?
No, I was talking about the other thing. I did play, what is the name of this? Neo Drifter, I think it is, on the PlayStation Vita. It's EO Drifter. I hate the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I hate it so much.
I also hate it.
The nice thing about video is I can hold it up and, like, it's got, like, and as I describe it, it's got, like, the spots on the back for you to hold your hands. So, like, it feels like you're holding it with, like, a claw kind of grip.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, after, like, 20 minutes, it's extremely uncomfortable.
You ever get those, like, these guys falling asleep?
Yeah. And so, like, I feel like I need, like a grip down the bottom.
They sell that.
I know.
It should have came. But, like, also, more shit for my fucking PS Vita.
Like I told Kyle when I got it, like when I was talking to him earlier about it, like
that's
it
not
feels
the
like
slim model, is it?
No, it feels like you're holding a sandwich that you're gonna like eat.
Yeah, like a rye bread. Like
maybe that's what all Vitas are. Take a bite into it.
Just like a sandwich. Right into the camera.
It's not good. So, like, the other thing, like, I guess I should continue on about the Vita. I don't like the way the store is set up, because I have a bunch of Vita games from PlayStation Plus, right?
Right, yeah.
And so what it does is it just generates a list of all the things that you own. Everything from PlayStation Store. And so then on the ones that you own the Vita, it says you can hit download and it'll download them. But the problem is like, let's say you go all the way to the bottom of the list, you hit download, guess where you start? Back at the top.
Ugh.
You can't go, like, show me everything I own, or show me everything that's on the Vita. No, so unless there's, like, some kind of way to do that I don't know yet, but, like, that was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I installed Zeo Drifter, and I think I started attempted to put Super Meat Boy on here, but
that would have been a better thing.
I mean, I played Meat Boy before. Hotline Miami, it's waiting to install.
Yeah.
So, but... I'm probably going to get rid of it in the next week or so, but I just kind of wanted something to toy around with.
Yeah.
Something different. And then one of the games you played, the heavy breathing, you know what I'm about?
Joey and I both played Deus Ex.
Yeah.
The new one.
Mankind Divided?
Yeah. I'm not on the fence at all anymore. I just think it's a bad game.
All right.
Kept like at it. I tried it between several times, like sleeping on it and, you know, trying again the next day, getting frustrated at it, trying it again the next day. I just think it's bad. I think it handles poorly. Screen tearing is really bad. Motion blur is really bad. Lip sync is really bad. I think level design is boring and tedious. You can just get killed through conversations. Like, if you just answer a question wrong, like, people just start opening fire on you and just kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like it.
Okay.
And which is weird because I really like the previous one, on the 360, Human Revolution.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got, like, this Resident Evil inventory and, like...
Yeah. What I will say, they do the thing that I have called called the abilities, where you open up the game and you're like fucking maxed out on almost all your abilities, and you're just
First mission, you're baller, and then they take away everything from you.
Yep.
And you gotta like relearn all the shit and
fucking classic gaming trope already.
Yeah.
Get rid of that trope.
It's bad. It's
boring. Yeah. You want tropes? Guess what? One of them's vents.
Yeah. No, the whole game is crawl through vents. The game.
I can't. I don't have like a real deep like thing.
Jensen
like,
must weigh 500 pounds at least.
I don't have anything a whole bunch of deep things to say about it, but like I will say like from what I played, like there's always a lot of vents, and you're like, oh, there's a vent everywhere.
It's how you get into every place. Like it's like you can.
That rain?
It sounds like rain.
Okay.
You can either like blaze of glory, open fire, and shoot through everybody, which is going to get the police after you, and you're not going to beat the police, or you can go to the air vent. And you can just get your way in through the air vent and then just, like, knock everybody out. Like,
throw gas for you guys in there.
Yeah, or turn invisible or whatever fucking aug you chose.
Yeah.
And that's the game.
I will say, there are some...
Hope you like Russian accents, too.
I do.
There are some... So the storyline...
Jensen's
Oh, sorry for interrupting, but no. You know what Jensen sounds like to me?
What?
The guy who is the mocking Dark Knight YouTube guy.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
He does sound like that.
Yeah.
What's the S on your chest stand for?
I like the...
Stands for hope. Hope starts with an H. Stupid. Dickhead.
I like the...
I'm talking about my boner.
Yeah.
I like the...
Sounds just like that guy.
Pete Holmes. This guy's awesome.
I will say I like, you know, the aesthetic that they're trying to go for of, like, you know...
Yeah, dystopian modern future.
Yeah,
like it's cool and it's set place.
Humans versus augmented humans versus non-augmented humans and the geopolitical
corporation. Yeah, can you do the wall cover dance?
I haven't seen that. I have not seen that yet.
You know,
I might not make it that far either.
I'm already done. Like, I'm just done. Like, I'm not going to finish it. I've just decided that this is going to be the first game of 2016 that I am... It's not good enough for me to finish.
I like that the trailer that we're running down at the bottom just is a trailer, and it's literally not gameplay. So, I will try to finish it. I don't know. I kind of have a soft spot for the, you know, action games and story driven games. This is heavily story driven. Like,
yeah,
they especially want you to, you know.
It's just too bad that,
pick,
like, there's so much, like, side fringe bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and none of it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, oh, there's this, like, dirty cop, and he wants to charge everybody $1 million to get through this fucking, like, one little choke point, and it's like he's charging augmented people more than whatever.
Yeah.
You have to trickle down the fucking ladder to find out who's making the fucking forgeries, and it's like... Who cares?
Who the fuck
cares?
Especially in the game, like, where you know who the villains are, this corporation.
Yeah,
and
like, why am I dealing with this, like, bottom-level street crime bullshit? Like, I'm not some beat cop. Like, I'm supposed to be, like, this fucking, like, high-level
secret
agent assassin guy. And, like, I'm over here, like, squabbling with some shaved-head Russian chick who's just like, oh, I'm just trying to make ends meet, making fucking forgeries and stuff. And you're like, well, stop. Like, that's... The fuck?
You should have never asked for that.
the other thing is, the nice thing I liked is, like, having not remembered what the last game was about entirely. There's a 12-minute intro video that you can watch that explains the entire previous game. And the problem is, like, despite them going through that, you're probably going to watch it twice. Two or three times.
The worst part is, like, because, like, that game...
Well, right, and they pick a path for you.
Yeah, I was going to say the previous game has choices. They decided what was canon in
that happens in a lot of games.
Maybe some foreshadowing, but I know from what I've heard, the DLC for the part 1 was horrible.
Oh, for Human Revolution?
Yeah. I heard the DLC was bad.
I never played any of the DLC.
Everyone says to skip it. It's not even worth it. So
that makes sense.
If that was a trend, a trickle-down effect, maybe.
Mm. But yeah, like, I'm just really not happy with it. Like, I can understand people liking it. I'm not gonna say it's a bad
game. Right, it's reviewing quite highly.
I might have said it was a bad game earlier. I actually think it's a bad game. I just really personally don't like it.
Okay.
But that's just me.
I'm gonna give it a shot. I mean, I want to finish it. I mean, like, the funny thing is, like, you even on the first mission, the training mission, you and I had different outcomes.
Yeah, I failed the training mission the first time because I didn't.
He didn't play it for, like, an hour like I did.
Yeah, like, I just was, like, I tried. I actually didn't jump down and do that, like...
Did you take the elevator?
Thing. No, I was shooting the guys from up top.
No, yeah.
And, like, it was fine. Like, I was killing them, but, like,
I was going non-lethal, so I had to go down.
It took so long that, like, the helicopter took off and the guy that I was supposed to save died.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I figure it's probably just going to make me restart from the next... the last checkpoint. It's just like, nah, he failed the mission, dog. And I was like, all right.
The best part is when you...
I restarted afterwards.
When you play non-lethal, they're like, oh, so he does have a soul.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay, so check it out. I restarted.
That Johnny Five bullshit.
Again, yeah.
I restarted in order to get that mission done correctly. Joey told me how to disable the helicopter. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm just going to do that. So I jumped down. The sandstorm fucking swells up. And you just kind of go to the helicopter and, like, imagine how, like, an Apache or, like, some sort of warlike helicopter looks, right? Like,
sure.
A Black Hawk or whatever.
A Hindy?
What?
It wasn't a Hind, but yeah.
Metal Gear 9D.
Oh, okay.
9D.
So, like, you go to, like, where the the pilot would sit, and there's, like, a panel underneath, like, the where the pilot would sit, and you just, like, kind of lift the panel, and there's just a really big, like, D-cell battery that you're just like, boo. You just pull this really big battery out, and you just, chunk. And then, like, they're just like, you did it.
Cut to black.
Cut to black.
Yeah, I saw a video of that, and I saw the battery, and I was like, well, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, like, that's not a good spot for the power down your vehicle thing. The game, like, just feels really clunky to me.
Still wearing those badass glasses?
Yeah.
He doesn't wear glasses, he just has glasses eyes. Those things that are on the side of his face, the glasses go...
Oh, they go...
They go... out of them.
Yeah, it's weird.
So still, like, right in the first 20 minutes of the game, so I'm not doing anything real spoilery, but... So remember when Prague train station is attacked? The terrorist attack?
Right.
Quote-unquote terrorist attack? Something happens and a train station, like, explodes. The girl that you're with is like, I'll be fine, whatever, just go. And then, like, Jensen's like, oh, okay. And then you look back and there's a kid who's crying, and the kid's trying to lift up some fucking piece of thing that fell. And, like, clearly the kid's parents, like, stuck under there or something. So, like, Jensen's just like, I got it. And he, like, lifts the thing up. And then, like, the mom, like, touches his hand. And then, like, she pretty clearly, like, dies. And then, like, Jensen just kind of looks up. And the scene fucking ends. Like, they don't reference it ever again. It's just like, sorry, little dude. She's real dead. Just go. There's just, like, this really pointless scene that's just, like, meant to try to evoke some sort of emotion out of you.
Yeah.
That has no purpose. And then it literally, like, it goes black, and then the next scene goes 30 hours later. And then Jensen wakes up, and you're like, did you just sleep for 30 hours?
Yeah, dude. All right, so here's my thing. She touched him. He fucking came, and then he was knocked out for 30 hours.
And he had, like, robot hands.
That human touch. It was like,
But yeah, like, you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Like,
that sounds horrible.
Wasn't that, like, really off-putting, that scene?
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, I don't know why this is here. Like, they didn't...
Because he's supposed to be human.
I know, but they didn't introduce me to the kid, so, like, I don't care.
You're supposed to see that he's a human, and he's human, and he cares, and, you know... He's not just a mercenary.
I guess. But, like, that's just... I don't know. I didn't get that out of it. I just got, like...
Well, I mean, like...
He's supposed to be a savior of some sort, right?
I know, but then he just fucking was like, all right, well, sorry, little dude, fuck off. He didn't say anything to him. Like, it was just like, you hear the kid crying, and it's just like...
Ugh. I'm gonna go jack off my hydraulic press now.
I'm gonna go sleep for 30 hours.
It's nice.
And then he has the nicest fucking apartment ever in the slummiest ghetto...
Yeah, it's, like, pretty bad. People hate you there, and they're like, fuck you, you fucking Og.
What do they call the Ogs?
I don't remember, but...
Clanks?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think they call them Clanks. Like, every time... Like, I went by some guy, and, like, he was just like, oh, another fucking Clank. I was doing British accent, but they're Russian.
Ooh, another fucking Clank.
Yeah, and he called me a fucking Clank, and I was just like, motherfucker, I have, like, 9 guns on me.
Yeah, I can, like, hit you with this thing and that wall. Fucking shit.
Yeah, like, I just...
Why don't you build that wall, motherfucker?
I could just waste you right now.
I could kill you so
bad. I actually accidentally, I just clicked the right stick when I was near somebody, and he just non-lethal took down somebody next to him.
Nice.
Who wasn't even in front of me, just wrecked him. And then, like, police drone, like, flew down and just shot the shit out of me, and I was like, brah! I didn't even kill him! Like... Jeez. Anyways, that game sucks. I really don't like it. I'm just waiting on World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I'm not even going to play that.
I heard it pronounced really weird.
World of Warcraft. Just waiting on Warcraft.
Legion.
Legion. World of Warcraft. Legion.
All right. Well, what the fuck have you been playing now?
He's
like making it up as we go. Super Mario Bros.
No, we didn't play any of that.
Did you watch that video I sent you last night? I know I sent it late, and I apologize for that, but did you watch it?
Wait, was that last night or the night before?
No, I sent him one privately because you wouldn't give a shit.
Oh, okay.
I vaguely remember watching it in the morning, but I was like kind of in a daze.
It was
on the
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, the Ghostbuster one.
Yeah.
I was like...
Was it Dave and Ghostbusters?
It's a Dave and Buster's has the exclusive Ghostbusters arcade game.
So it's like a Jurassic Park sit and shoot?
Yeah, but it shoots ping pong balls at a wall.
I don't understand why the ping pongs. What does it do?
It's like there's a video screen, and you
I don't understand what the ping pongs do.
Screen.
Also, he just goes. I like
the one guy's like, this game isn't very good. What do the ping pong balls do?
Thank you!
And he's like,
I could have swore I hit that guy.
And it's like, he's like,
you see the ectopacks go off in the streams, everything. Like, all right, but then you see Paul.
I'm like, yeah. What does that fucking do? I don't know what that does. Yeah, what really does weird. That do? It just makes a lot of annoying sounds.
And then it's just Ray Parker Jr.
Consistently. I pray to no ghosts.
I pray to no bed. God. Don't remind me.
All right. Yeah, that was dumb.
Oh, I loved it.
Aside from that, just Overwatch, that's it.
Overwatch, huh? Mm-hmm.
Nerf this.
Uh-huh.
A Daisy Duke.
I don't know what's going on.
Somebody was watching her.
Shit, I didn't show it to you. That's right. Fuck.
Yeah, just testing out more of Heroes to play. Like, I'm trying to get my hang of Symmetra and Anna. Like, I wanted to play with them. Anna's pretty cool, but fuck, you got to be far back.
Yeah.
don't advance with anybody else.
Yeah.
Just drop your ult on fucking Reinhardt when he's ready to drop his ult, and goodbye, fall back, and start healing from the sniper. Symmetra's fun just because of the fucking the turrets you can set up. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you can set up death.
That charge shot is like really a death trap too.
Yeah. Tracer for the life of me still can't get the hang of.
I'm really bad at Tracer.
Yeah, I'm really.
I'm
bad
not good. I'm not good with her either. When I tried her in the demo, the beta. Excuse me.
I'm a scrub, so I play a lot of Bastion.
That's good. That's good
when,
for you.
When I'm not playing, whenever
shit, Lord.
Whenever it's on defend, I play Bastion. When I'm on offense, I play Reinhardt. That's just how I go.
Okay.
Are you Junkrat? No Junkrat?
I play a little bit of Junkrat when I get frustrated with Bastion, because Bastion, like, people, like, if you just, like, chill, like, in turret mode with Bastion, which I do, people get mad at you.
Not really. I mean, you're, like, an easy target.
That's what I'm saying. That they get mad at you, and then they just target the shit out of you, and they just kill you real quick, because you're stuck to the ground.
Right, exactly. It's like, so. There's no reason to get mad. He's like, oh, well, fuck that guy.
I'll stand true what I say. Fuck Genji.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Pro Genji motherfuckers.
Yeah, Genji's real. Sometimes, like, you just get
well, right. Apparently in the public test realm on PC, they're nerfing him a little bit.
Did we watch, talk about competitive Hearthstone?
God, no.
We watched competitive Hearthstone.
Right, did we talk about that last week?
I don't know. It was really boring.
Don't watch competitive Hearthstone.
It was really boring. Of course. No, okay, so, like, Joey and I watch a lot of competitive Magic when we're working together, because that's, like, a thing that we like. So, like, it's...
That's fine.
Hearthstone's, like, not a real, like, big jump from that. But, like, so, like, they have a format kind of similar to ours where, like, they'll have both the players who are playing
each
other.
Yeah, so it looks like, imagine, like, you're watching Hearthstone, like, here, and then, like, Kyle's here and I'm here, and then you can see Kyle's hand right here.
Okay.
And then that's the setup.
But, like, so basically both players, I'm going to try to simulate it as best I can.
There you go. Just that. That's what you're seeing when you're watching it. And yeah, that's what, like, you're hearing, too. And then the commentators are talking over it.
Yeah, but, like, you just the players are literally just...
Yeah, they're just...
Is there a chat?
Yeah, of course. It's on Twitch.
There's a chat. There's Twitch.
Dicks out for a Rambi. Dicks out for a Rambi.
That's why you don't watch the chat, either. It's fucking the same garbage. And so, basically, they just do that until the rope comes down.
Yeah.
And then once the rope comes down, then they play out.
Where it goes, hurry up, and then, like, it burns across the side. Like, every turn goes to the rope.
I'm fine.
Dude, it's so hard to watch. And then, like, the announcers are so hyped. Like, they're the hype.
He's going to get his combo off. He's going to get all the plays. He got them all!
Yeah, it's just like, and he drew the fucking natural one! Like, it's just like, bro, it's not... It's not like that.
Unconventional play. He's resting his head on his right hand, Tom.
Oh, no, and sometimes they did commentate, like, oh, he's just going to sit here and he's going to bluff. That way you can't play too early because, if you know, you play too early, they know you got it. And if you play too late, you know, they know you don't, you know.
Oh, for the love of God, it's a fucking card game.
They should do it like that episode of Futurama where they were all playing poker. And they're like, he's drawn both kings. And then, like, and they all just go, like, he drew both kings?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm out.
Like, yeah.
He's been dealt the King of Beers beer coaster, which counts. He's got five kings.
Well, they've been thinking for a while. My wife's a whore. I caught her cheating last night.
Yeah.
That would be great. Like,
killed her. She's in the pool right now.
Like, weird existentialist, like, fucking stuff going on, like, in the... Just like, well, at turn two, he's going to go ahead and flip the coin, which doesn't matter because... much like the universe itself, nothing matters.
No. Oh, Stay off Nihilus means.
Except Veronica. She matters to me.
Dude, I love Nihilus.
I love you, Veronica.
Please come home to me. I know you still have the extra house key.
Leave my brother.
All right.
I won't forget that night in Tango. Oh, he played a game.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Anyone else?
Play? I just played Overwatch. Okay. Right. With school and
we can move on to the news then.
Sure.
I can't find him, but we can talk a little bit about it. Remember, I sent those. Did I send those to us? The PlayStation 4 leaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they're on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw the design of the PlayStation 4 Slim.
So yeah, the Slim leaked out. So
doesn't look like a pencil eraser anymore.
Yeah. It looks just like it's like.
Not the one that's on the pencil, mind you. The
it still looks like that trapezoid pencil eraser bullshit.
The pink trapezoidberg.
It also like it's smaller, of course.
Yeah.
And then like it's
what makes it less powerful? Like, what do they nick out?
More powerful?
It's more powerful?
No, I mean like it's not. You said less powerful. I'm like, I don't know.
I thought the Slim was always doing something like they downgraded it. That's why
they probably just made the chip smaller.
Oh. Okay.
14 millinanometer second.
Yep, that's numbers and words.
All right, here's that Amy Lee.
How many teraflops?
How many teraflops?
Damn it. Yeah, there you go.
Shit on both of you. Well, speaking of Amy Lee, you know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
Wake me up inside.
Look, can't wake up.
Save me.
Save me.
No, because we
hit my blood to run.
So in our chat, I sent a thing where what was it? Amy Lee did a children's family album.
Yeah,
and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then the Dark Horse manga or whatever.
Don't wake up inside. Go to sleep.
All right, here it is. All right,
go
the
fuck to sleep.
Cradle in my arms and my big ass titties.
I don't think she has big ass titties.
I think she has big ass. All
right,
titties.
So here's some like. Small
post-pregnancy, now she has big ass.
There's these small photos here of the PlayStation 4 Slim. So, like, it's, like, right below me. And so you look at it. It looks square. It's got, like, the
rounded edges now.
Yeah, yeah, rounded edges. Still got this like, slot loader. Still got, like, two USB things in the front.
I got that day one PS4 still that doesn't even have, like, eject or power buttons. It's, like, kind of vaguely, like, you just touch it.
So then it's one of the...
You know what I'm talking about?
It's got, what is that? HDMI, Ethernet, and then one USB in the back, and then power, and that's it.
How was it? Every design for, like, maybe the last two generations of consoles have been, like, lackluster.
Did you notice that the feet are, like, the face buttons for the controller?
Yeah, told me that, and I saw them. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And then...
That's a fun thing to have done.
So, additionally to that, like... I'll turn this off again so that way I don't tip my hat too early. I don't know if you guys... Did you guys see the redesigned controller?
That did not. No.
Okay.
Nah. Is it a...
Is it a bangarang?
Ooh, no.
It'd be great if it was a bangarang.
It's not a bangarang.
Is it a bunch of rubber ducks in a pool?
No. It's a 1 million...
Is it the lights from Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
So like it's like the light bar is now on the top of the touchpad. So you know,
right in my face, right in my fucking face. Thank you.
It's gonna shoot you right in the face. And it looks like kind of closer like to a PS2 controller. Like the buttons are gray again. And
when I found out that you could turn that fucking light bar off, I was like, oh my god, thank you.
I play the lights until dawn. The worst is when you're playing in the complete dark and you like. You get up when you're, like, held in the controller, and you're like, oh, there's a big-ass fucking reflecting blue light. And then
yeah, no, because, like, I sit in a computer chair in front of my TV because, like, I don't like sitting far away from it.
Neither do I. Like, this is what, it's, like, how we have, like, right here. This is how
I like to play, like, from a computer monitor's distance. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I can see that shit on my TV if it's on. So, like, I can't deal with that crap.
Yeah, I'm not real thrilled about this. This thing looks like a PS2 knockoff.
Ooh.
PS3 thing.
Love it.
You like PS4? You get PS2.
PS4?
It looks like a PS4 controller you bought at the flea market. It looks like. That is 100% what is going on there.
Was this made by Fisher Price?
Tonka. I have to say, like, Henry got a dope toy from one of my friends. They gave him a cool Fisher Price toy. It's kind of like a ramp with like a little swirly kind of thing like this. And the balls, like, it has, like, six balls that it, like, spits out like a fountain, and it goes around the ball.
Mr. Bucket? Balls
come out of his mouth.
Mr. Bucket?
You guys remember it was, like, an elephant, and it shot butterflies out of its fucking nose?
Elephant?
Shit, maybe.
Yeah, you caught up with Nintendo. Like, ha, I got you, butterfly.
Yeah.
Fun toy? Let's see if I can find it.
I just distinctly remember that thing.
Elephone, it was blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was called Elephone?
Oh, man.
Yeah, good. Play School, Poppin' right Park, Elephone and Friends.
It counted. That's one foul.
Hasbro Elephone, there you go.
My sister had it, and I remember building it, and then we're like, let's play. I'm like, I don't want to catch butterflies.
Yeah, this is so much fun.
You just put them right over the elephant.
I won.
Got them. Fuck all you little kids.
All the new bitch.
A new one is $87.99, collectible from $28.94 on, there's a newer model of this item for $53. Let's,
What the fuck does it do? Does it have a reverse function instead of blowing it sucks?
It's probably. So that thing is $53.
Damn.
Fucking hey.
So,
you know what one of my favorite childhood toys was?
What?
It was like a game where there were a bunch of little cubes that were shaped like ice. Like ice cubes.
And,
Don't break the ice.
Don't break the ice.
Yeah.
I just want to play that.
I really, really like that game for some reason.
I remember Don't Wake Daddy.
We always
come back and talk about Crossfire. Let's just talk about it right now.
Crossfire was fucking awesome, and I don't care what anybody says.
We're done now.
Crossfire, you have to pick up the metal balls.
I had the tic-tac-toe with the beanbag to throw.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't that bad either.
Yeah.
Like cornhole, but with
right. But it's a little tic-tac-toe thing, and you had to throw the beanbag, and it would spin. And if you threw it the wrong way, it would spin the opposite way.
You'd give your opponent a point. And you'd be like, shit.
It's like the whitest game ever. It's practicing for cornhole.
Lawn darts.
Scotch.
Lawn darts. Yeah.
You never saw like anybody but white kids playing.
No. Butler, throw my lawn dart.
Armchair baseball. Croquet is the whitest game ever.
Croquet is the whitest game ever. I'll give you that. It's golf, but like...
Horse golf is the whitest game ever.
All right.
I do declare.
I don't know. What about badminton?
All right.
Maybe. Did you see that in the fucking Olympics? That shit was intense.
Yeah.
That was an intense match.
All right. In other PlayStation news, did you guys know that there's a PlayStation... That the PlayStation Now is coming to the PC? I guess you didn't
know.
I also didn't care.
So PlayStation Now you'll be able to play your... And then they also announced a DualShock 4 USB wireless adapter.
What the fuck's on the PC? I'm trying to understand this.
PlayStation Now.
What does it do?
That's that thing where you can, like, rent games?
Yeah.
Oh!
So for $25, you can get a USB thing that lets you use your PS4 controller. It also lights up blue.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I bought one of those for... Xbox controllers for Windows, and it did not work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
It worked, but, like, intermittently. Like, it would sync, and then it would desync, and then it would, like, sync. And, like, I was just like, fuck this. And, like, the worst part was I was trying to fuck play Dark Souls at the time.
I feel like you just get, like, a fucking 10-foot long...
Yeah, you're not wrong.
...cable and just call
it. I mean, like, that's probably smarter, too. But, like, I was like, whatever, I need to waste $25.
Yeah, the idea of getting one's probably...
No, I legit did, because I had a $25 Best Buy...
Oh, like, gift card.
Thing. Not even gift card, the reward zone that was, like, expiring in 6 days.
Gotcha.
You got to turn off that. You got to bank them, dog. You got to bank them.
I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, just what you do is, like, even if they won't let you bank them, just, like, don't issue a certificate unless I get $1,000.
Okay. Mine's issuing them out every five.
No. Just every put, like, $5. Say, yeah. Just issue it out at 1,000 or whatever the highest increment is. And you just know that when you're itching to spend some money, just go on. You're good. You got something. You got $5 at least.
I feel like I knocked a booger loose or something.
Nice.
Am I good?
Right on the video. You look all right. Yeah. Just get the camera way up in there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can hook me up here, like, I don't know.
I don't see anything. All right.
We'll just zoom in to his nostril and then cut to Osmosis Jones.
All right. Classy.
I hate that movie.
Microsoft.
I'm a blue and germ!
So, you remember Microsoft was going to make that free-to-play Halo Online for...
Sure. Can they cancel it?
Yeah, they canceled it.
Of course.
So, it turns out Russian guys don't like free-to-play Halo, so...
Yeah.
There's an interesting article on Wired. About the Super Nintendo that's 25 years old. And so it's about how the parents for the Super Nintendo, they didn't quite understand that...
it was the next generation of gaming. They just thought it was a scam.
Yeah, that is the exact article. Yeah. So
I remember seeing old...
I would show it to you, but... Like, well, there was
like a newscast about it.
Yeah.
Where they were like interviewing parents about it, and like they were just like... Oh, that Nintendo just wants more money from us.
Yeah, like, it doesn't play the new games. It doesn't, you know.
Or it doesn't play the old games.
They actually have that news article, the YouTube thing, in the
right, yeah,
in the article.
It was that same guy who was like in the in the Mario Kart. You know,
take that water.
Oh God. He's like, whoa! If I had turned around, that would be, you know.
He's going the wrong way for like half the fucking course.
So.
Are your kids playing Nintendo? They could be worshiping Satan.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
More at 10.
Wasn't it fucking Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
I believe so.
He was on the Super Nintendo commercial?
I think so. I don't remember.
He didn't even build the cartridge. He just fucking jammed it in there.
I mean, it was new, dog.
fucking, that's, I just jammed that shit in there.
The nice thing about like the PlayStation... So, the thing is, I forgot to mention there's PS3 games on PlayStation now, possibly.
Yeah, I thought there was old stuff on PlayStation now, too. Yeah. Like PS1 games.
There's a ton of PS1 games now.
Yeah.
So right. What's this month's games?
For September?
Yeah.
Let's see if they came out. I forgot to mention. I know the. Thank you for reminding me. The Nintendo or Xbox Games of Gold came out.
Mm.
Plus games September 2016.
Here I did pre-order the Mario novel. The graphic novel?
Yeah.
It was on Amazon for $13. I'm like, and pre-order.
The PlayStation blog has not been updated with the free games for September. Wait, hold on. No.
But wait, there's more. There's no more.
There's no more. Go home.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'd imagine they're going to announce it probably the next couple days. Like, there's an article from 2 days ago talking about Attack on Titan.
That game is weird.
It looks weird.
Glitchy as fuck. Yeah. I mean, the anime was weird. Whatever.
Yeah, they don't have the PlayStation Plus.
You can tell the anime is fucked up if it belongs in a Hot Topic store.
So
right away, it's fucked up.
They take good stuff too.
So I know
Steven Universe. I mean, that's not anime, but Steven Universe.
You guys
more,
like
it's more like West.
Charity, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm about charity.
Okay.
I mean, my charity.
So Rett Syndrome, American Red Cross, Save the Children are getting money from the Humble Capcom PlayStation Bundle.
Oh.
So for $1 or more, you can get Wolf of the Battlefield, Commando 3, Strider, Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix, Final Fight Double Impact, and then 45% off Street Fighter 5 in the Capcom store. So beat the average of $12.32 to unlock Lost Planet 3, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix, Resident Evil HD, Okami HD, Remember Ooh. Me, and Mega Man 9 and 10 combo pack. Pay $15 and get 50% off the Mega Man Legacy Collection in the PlayStation Store, or Resident Evil 0 Remastered in the Devil May Cry HD Collection.
Oh. Are these for PC Steam or PlayStation?
PlayStation. So your PlayStation 4 games are Strider, Resident Evil HD, and Resident Evil 0 Remastered.
Oh, Okami's not part of that?
No, that's PlayStation 3. Everything else is PlayStation 3.
But those three you listed are PS4?
Yes.
I might be going to Humble Store.
So
I really want the remake.
H0 and first
one? No, just the first one.
I mean, $12. I mean, you just pay $15 and get the Zero remaster.
I don't want Zero. I never liked Zero.
It's $3 more.
I'll donate my money. Don't worry about
it. Spend the $3 more and then...
Give you the... You don't have a PS4.
Oh, God. I'm not being that guy. I'm just saying.
Hey, I helped out a kid, but he'd go off profit on this.
I paid $3 for this.
You want zero, I'll give you zero.
Somebody give me $5 for it.
I didn't say that.
Somebody give me $5.
You want zero, I'll give you zero.
I don't want zero.
I mean, I see nobody wants zero.
I would do it, but I'm going to give them $15. So, as of this recording...
I'll give you $5.
as of this recording, Sucka. You still have a week left to do it. So, I would get in there, you know what I'm saying?
Get in there raw?
It's a good deal. Yeah, get in there raw, dog, and then tear it up.
As raw as the Wu-Tang Clan like it.
So I like to let people know when the charity bundles were pretty cool like that. So.
Especially for the showties.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Red Cross and Save the Children, so. This one's a bit of an odd one, so I'm going to bring it up. I know you guys are constantly on the daily at the Duke Nukem 3D website, right?
Sure.
All right, hit me.
All right, what do you got? They have a countdown timer on the Duke of 3D timer, and then they open up a Twitter account, and all things have been going crazy. So basically what it's boiled down to is it leaked out that there's a 20th anniversary Duke Nukem 3D World Tour coming out. Yeah, Duke Nukem 3D, kind of HD-ified, you know what I'm saying?
They never learned their lesson.
And so I don't know like how you guys feel about that, but...
We couldn't sell everything in the warehouse. We just slapped the fucking HD on it.
I mean, so they could just send more free shit to Joe. Are they paying you? are you getting something on the side?
It's being developed by Nerve Software. George Broussard did not send me $100.
Fuck.
Yeah. So
they probably should.
They probably should. I probably like the last guy they got left on their team. Yeah. So I don't know how I feel about that game. Like at this, you know.
I know how I feel about it.
I mean, I want to play it, but I don't know if I want to spend money to play it.
Don't you have a fucking...
I have Duke 3D, like, dude, several times.
He has
times
a ball of
that's Duke Nukem Forever. We're talking about Duke 3D.
Sorry.
That's so
stupid. My bad.
I didn't pull it up, but did you guys see the Xbox Live GoldenEye remake that they have videos?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
That was really cool. Like,
that was fan-made, right?
No. That was developed by Rare.
Yeah.
For Microsoft, and I'm guessing like they didn't come out. I'm guessing because the licensing issues or something, but they just like not. They pulled the plug on it. But it was like done.
Oh.
But like you could see, like they had the HD and then the original textures and things like that. So I think it was pretty cool.
Well, I don't know why you get up on that.
They probably pulled the
maybe because the GoldenEye fucking Move game sucked balls.
Or the other one that was terrible. All right. So IGN is reporting, and I'm just gonna bring up their thing here just so they get the credit for it. That the game The Witness will be out on the Xbox One for next month, September 13th. So that PS4 exclusive, you know,
yeah,
coming out next month. All right. So I think that's kind of cool, especially for a game.
That was something about the Overwatch community. People are getting tired of the ARGs Blizzard's been fucking with them with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
With Sombra's character.
Sombra and all that stuff. I see it.
So basically there's posts on Blizzard's forum saying, stop. ARG is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be puzzle solving. It's supposed to be self-rewarding.
Yeah.
This is more like dead end, dead end, dead end, dead end. You're going, ha-ha, you're not looking in the right spot. So the people are like really pissed off at it. They've gotten far. They are, I think to this point they have a percentage counter, and it's been stuck on 5% for like, I think, a week. They have no idea how to fucking move it up anymore. It's like, this is stupid already.
Yeah.
Sombra seems like a cool character because in the public test form, there's new emotes, Reinhardt skin, and then the new map. But there's also new voiceovers that you could hear once in a while. Well, you can't hear. You have to data mine it. Sorry. All the characters go like this. I can't see, like McCree's like, I can't see you, but I know you're here. And then people, like Symmetra goes, enemy is here. I do not know where they are. Like that. So it's like, I lean towards Sombra's going to be like a stealth or spy, like Team Fortress 2. I like that. It's pretty cool. I love Overwatch. Fuck you. I love it so much.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. I'm not mad at you.
You're mad. I can see your eyes.
There it goes. I'm mad because I looked over here and the audio's not synced, so I'll be mad. Working on that tomorrow.
Just wait for that thing that Alf said at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, that'll sync it up nicely.
That's our sync.
Anyway, a couple more things. Last three things. Number one, Call of Duty 2 is now backwards compatible on Xbox One.
Woo!
That was like the biggest Call of Duty game. So like,
yeah, that's like a decent one, actually.
That's pretty big. Number two, Adult Swim Games is working on the next Toe Jam and Earl game.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, it is, like, super Toe Jam and Earl. I don't know if you've seen the trailer.
I saw it. I think I'm the only one that... Fuck Toe Jam and Earl?
No, I watched this. I'm like, I don't remember this being like
I played the original.
No, the original sucks.
It's a fucking horrible game.
No, you got to play Return to Funkatron.
I didn't know. Fuck
but
that.
Yeah, that's a Toe Jam and Earl-ass game. And I don't know if like this game is going to be good or not, but I think it's neat.
It's going to be good.
I think it's neat that Adult Swim is doing it, though.
Yeah. I think that's cool that they're like a developer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So next year, Adult Swim game. So, all right. So.
Give me my robot unicorn.
Two more. All right.
Like the death metal edition.
So you said you just got around to watching Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah.
So what if I told you that Justin Roiland and...
Dan Harmon?
No. I can't remember who he partnered with.
For Doctor Strange?
No.
Because I know they hired some writers to do some...
Tanya Watson from Epic Games. They built a studio together. Guess what it's called? Squanchtendo.
That's
and they're making a VR game. So I know there's a VR game already with Rick and Morty theme, like Attack of the Rickiverse or something like that. But it's kind of interesting that they're coming out with this whole Squanchtendo thing. So it should be entertaining. I kind of have... I don't know. Like, I don't like the idea that it's called Squanchtendo. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's like a joke that's funny when you hear it. Then you're like, okay, but...
Now it's stupid. Yeah.
But, like, okay, now what's the real name, you know?
Yeah. Like, you guys really named it Squanchtendo?
Yeah, so...
My favorite episode is the Parasites.
Oh, yeah.
That I love... Ham Samurai.
Fucking Pencil Fester.
Come on, Pencil Fester. Haven't we ever, like, shared anything, like, a weird
Say
moment?
Say something nice that I remember.
You can't kill me, Rick. I'm Pencil Fester.
You're right,
because
I can't.
That name.
You're right, I can't. Morty.
Morty, kill Pencil Fester.
Yeah. But there's a reverse giraffe. I mean, then there's Ghost in the Jar.
Ghost in the Jar. You always were good at spotting potentially...
Sleepy Bay. Gary.
Yeah, Sleepy Gary.
I said Ham Samurai.
This is Mrs. Refrigerator.
Mrs. Refrigerator. Pencil Fester. I think that's most of the ones I think they gave names to.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Well, it's actually Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that
was like Sleepy Jerry's like, that one night we shared together, Jerry.
We promise never in the house.
All right.
Oh, and Tinkles, Summer's friend, the techno lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Summer
yeah.
and Tinkles!
And then Beth shoots the fucking banana.
Oh, yeah, what? Oh, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah, Mr. Poopy Butthole, yeah.
Oh,
but he was real.
Yeah, just...
He was real.
He said he was sorry that you didn't have any bad memories.
Oh.
And I like at the end when he's passive-aggressive about it, he's like, still recovering from my bullet wound that I got from Beth.
I feel like the end like of season two is like, wow, that was a fun season.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from that shot wound.
Yeah.
And then some guy delivers pizza. What do you think of it?
So good.
We'll resolve this in a year and a half.
Yeah, maybe more.
How'd you like that the heartstrings on the end of that?
That
Nine Inch Nails on
yeah.
there too.
And I was like,
I like the other one, the one where he's with the
With the collective?
The collective, yeah.
What was her name? Unity.
Unity, yeah.
Yeah, that song is...
That's a better song.
When I don't think it's better.
I don't think if you're comparing songs...
They're both very good at conveying the emotion that you want.
The Purge is a good episode, too. What'd you think about my book?
I'm going to use some part rewrites.
Yeah. Get out.
I take you in, and you shit all over my dreams.
Tony, top of the charts.
Top of the charts,
baby.
Get Swifty.
I'm glad you're caught up now. Yeah. I mean, like, geez.
It was so good. Like,
Get Swifty was the change.
I was like, what are these fuckers talking about with this fucking show? Let me see. Like, five episodes.
It was a great show.
For me, the hardest thing to get over was, like, his tick of saying Morty all the time.
Yeah. Morty.
In the first couple episodes, it's really bad. Morty. And then, like, around, like, three or four, they scale it back. Yeah.
I mean, you also just stop caring because Rick's so lovable.
Like sure, that's a word.
I think that you just get, fuck you if you don't like Rick. I'm sorry.
Here's why you shouldn't like Rick, because he doesn't fucking care about you. He will fuck you over to...
That's fine.
Okay, all right.
Like, I want to get in here. A new episode of Ball Fondlers.
Fucking Ball Fondlers.
No, see, now you know about... One, that's my personal space. Two, my personal
get
space.
Get away from my personal space. Three... Whoa, who's here? Who's here? Who's in my personal space?
You should watch that again.
I don't even want this
skin
on me.
There's like a little guy in the background. He's like...
Yeah. Yes, you. That's my personal space.
Yes!
Three, that's
really?
Personal.
Yes. Yeah. Watch it again.
I didn't know, see that one.
It's really good.
Well, he's like,
where am I and how did I get here?
Yeah.
How did she get there?
That's that woman with the shit on her face, like the guy from Star Trek.
Worf?
Yeah, like Worf from Star Trek.
Right. It's a really fucking good show. I fucking love it now.
Oh, right. And weren't they trying to fucking take, they were trying to take Jerry's penis.
Yeah.
Oh,
to be Shrimply Pibble's heart.
And they had a gun. Take my
penis! You're gonna take my penis!
Take it!
They're like, that's not a gun. That's the penis prosthetic.
That's the X-42.
Yeah. And then they shoot him like fucking like a million times.
I'm like, oh god, they killed Jerry. Now they're gonna time Jerry. Like, no, he lived.
They're like, no, it's an alien hospital. Turns out that's just like getting a flu shot. Like, oh, okay.
That's such a good
I like story. When the doctor was like, here's some pornography for you to look at for you to use your penis one last time, and here's an alien towel. I actually did get that on another planet, so it's an alien towel to me, too.
It's so good.
I mean, the...
Now I gotta wait for season 3. Fuck.
Yeah, at least you're waiting, like, less time than the rest of us. Like, The improv episodes, I think, are the weakest ones. The TV commercial episodes.
Yeah, because you can hear them laughing.
Yeah.
They're like...
the one that I really like, though, from that is the... little bits. Little bits.
It's like, oh, we got tiny eggs, tiny lasagna. You just... It's little food, and you just put it in your mouth. Doesn't get stuck in your lips. Oh, shit, we got tiny people.
I recommend it to everybody. We'll go watch it. It's really fucking good.
I don't recommend it to everybody. I mean, like,
everybody.
I have not met like-minded individuals that haven't.
Right. I was saying, if you're listening to this, you'll probably like it. So,
yeah. If you're part of the youth culture,
you're damn millennial. You'll probably like it.
You're a fucking millennial.
Yeah, and all the actors that got in, like, Aaron Hansen was in it.
Yeah, he was the.
Don't worry. Move. I'm taking a picture with my eyes.
I am not staring.
And then David Cross was in it.
Yeah. About his butt flaps being discolored.
Yeah.
I don't have discolored butt flaps. Just you keep that appointment. Move it up.
You keep that appointment. Just move it up. That was a good episode, too.
Simulation inside of a simulation.
I like when they go into the microverse.
Yeah. Oh, miniverse.
T-verse.
Yeah. And then they...
the guy just fucking takes a ship and rams it into a wall and dies.
That guy's name was Kyle.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. It's a good show. I could talk.
Push down number 4 over there, from starting from me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. About me. Yeah. About right there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't want us to go deaf.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, what are you seeing in the show? Sorry to bust up that. But can't do the show without talking about the passing of a comedic icon, Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like, everyone would know him most from Willy Wonka.
Of course.
For me, it's Blazing Saddles.
I would say for me, it's
Young
probably
Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein more
oh,
young
yeah,
Frankenstein
oh, sure.
than Blazing Saddles. But definitely Willy Wonka, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles. Like,
I actually like Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
The Producers is really good, but like, Nathan
really
Lane and Matthew Broderick remade it. You know.
He did a bunch of stuff with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
83.
What's that movie about the house, the mansion?
Is that Stir Crazy?
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
He passed after a long battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and I do believe Alzheimer's as well.
Yeah, Alzheimer's-related stuff, too. That
he made it to 83?
83. So, some of my favorite memories are of watching, you know, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein and stuff like that. And so, you know, he definitely was more of a Willy Wonka than Johnny Depp ever was.
Oh, God, of course. So,
and
I'll blame Johnny Depp for his death.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Like, it's sad when, you know, someone like...
A childhood's favorite.
Right, passes and, you know.
Fuck, so many movies that I grew up with.
Yeah.
He's, like, in them a lot.
Yeah, and so, Alf, you requested we had some different going out music.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'm gonna cue
set that
it up.
Tone.
I'm gonna cue it up, and I'm gonna let it play, and we'll listen to this ad for 4 seconds because that's how the world works now. And then so we'll,
monetizing
we'll,
that video.
Someone's got to profit off of his death, I guess.
You want to kick that up a little bit, maybe? I really and you know not to whatever, but I really enjoy the Family Guy version of it. Parody of this is really great. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Later.